All right, it's time for an Insight program. We're joined in studio by Wadena Deer Creek School Superintendent Lee Westrom. Lee, thanks for trudging up through rain and snow and sleet and thunder and whatever the heck else is going on out there.
Yeah, thank you, Corey. it's just, you know, kind of one of our typical days around here and a little bit of everything.
It's become normal all of a sudden. It's just
become,
weird.
It has become normal. It's been an interesting start to the winter. And, of course, you know, we've all as all of our parents know and all of your listeners know, you know, we've had a couple e-learning days already,
right.
And went home early one day, and we had a late start. So hoping that the rest of the winter is maybe a little quieter.
Please, fingers crossed.
Yes.
We got some fun stuff looking ahead at Wadena Deer Creek Schools, at least as far as you know, obviously everyday school events and things like that, but we're talking like long-range facilities plans, I guess is you could bundle it under that umbrella. What does that mean for Wadena Deer Creek Schools? What are we looking at with that?
Well, you know, about 5 or 6 years ago, we remodeled the elementary building, and that was much needed. It was a really good building, but it was, you know, the bulk of it was 1953,
mm-hmm.
and it needed upgrades. It needed mechanical upgrades, and we needed to put some, you know, update the classrooms to modernize those and
sure.
and that sort of thing, and that went really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, everyone knows we have a beautiful middle school, high school
mm-hmm.
that was opened in the fall of 2012 after the tornado.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's something that you have to keep working on, and you have to keep your eye on the ball, so to speak. And, you know, kind of the next step for us, we were looking around and some of our outdoor facilities that we have, and of course we have a big campus, and some of those we noticed that they needed upgrade. We started talking about what we were going to do, and so it led us to this process where we know we have some things out there that we need to upgrade
mm-hmm.
In order to provide a good experience for our students going forward. And so then we've been talking a little bit. We've worked with our partners, ICS. They're helping us plan. And they were the folks that worked with us on the elementary project,
mm-hmm.
and so that's where we're at. We're talking about our facilities going forward, outdoor facilities, and then even looking at the middle school, high school for possibly some industrial IT,
sure.
career tech ed space. We found that we're maybe a little limited at the high school. We've got a really nice shop, but we've got wood shop and metal shop combined.
Sure.
We're lacking a little space there. So we're talking to the community, and we want to hear from them. We want some feedback. The school board and the administration went through a listening session just this past Monday night
mm-hmm.
and identified some things that we think we do well, some challenges that we have,
mm-hmm.
and then look specifically at our facilities, pre-K through 12.
So this is very preliminary. When we talk about long-range plans, you're at the stage of actually putting the plans together, right? They're not in place already.
No, we haven't. No decisions have been made about anything.
Sure.
We have some ideas about, we know some things that we feel need to be upgraded.
Okay.
And, we're looking for feedback right now. And so, for the community, we want to invite community members, to the school next Monday.
Okay.
January 16th at 5:30 PM.
Okay.
And it'll be about an hour. And, we're looking for community members to give us feedback and to kind of tell us what, you know, what they think about our facilities and about our school district, strengths, challenges, that sort of thing, and how we should move forward. We're also going to offer a virtual listening session on Wednesday, January 18th
sure.
at noon. That's going to be via Zoom.
Okay.
And so if anybody, you know, can't make it in person, or if it just works better for you to hit the Zoom meeting, we've got the link for that Zoom meeting on our website. It's on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So people can find it there.
So what does the eventual timeline look like with this? We're in the input sessions, the listening input sessions. How does this project out down the line,
yeah.
or is it still even too early for that?
No. We've got it in mind. What will happen is ICS is going to gather all this data from all our folks. We're also looking at our demographics, doing a demographic study for population trends in our school district,
mm-hmm.
looking at our enrollment, because what our you know, our enrollment is a key factor when you make decisions about your facilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen increased enrollment over the last 5 or 6 years, and you know, we're doing a demographic study right now to try to figure out, is that going to continue? Are we going to continue to grow? Our high school's getting a little tight right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that building was built with 3 sections per grade in mind.
Sure.
And right now we have 4 sections in 5th and 6th grade over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're a little outside of that scope.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we've got some high school classes, a couple of them that are in the 90 range. So it's a good problem to have, but we need to take a look at what will meet our needs and the needs for our students for the next 20 years. And so they're going to gather that data, and they're going to bring it back to the school board and present it to them
sure.
in February. And so the school board is going to get that data back from the demographic study, from these listening sessions with the staff and the students and the community. And also, you know, they've looked at our schools and the facilities that we have and compare them to norms from the Department of Education. Of basically, they have guidelines, if you will, for your spaces and what you should have for your students in this day and age. And we don't have our building at the high school, middle school, high school is really nice. It meets our needs in almost every area. But you know, we're looking at some of that crowding
mm-hmm.
that we have and the career tech ed space.
There's some instances, and this is one of them, where you have to be proactive, because if you're reacting to the situation, it's too late. You're limited on space and things like that.
Yeah, you are. And you know, it's people, you know, when you have high school classes, you know, I think everybody's more comfortable with more kids in their class in a classroom as they get older.
Mm-hmm.
And that's normal, and that happens everywhere. But, you know, I think, you know, we pride ourselves in keeping our class sizes small. Our elementary class sizes are some of the smallest in the area, mm-hmm. and that's important for us to try to maintain that. Parents like that. Teachers like that. Mm-hmm. We like that. And in the high school, we got a few that are over 30 now.
Sure.
And it's, you'd think, okay, you've got 90 kids in a grade. You just divide them up evenly. You never go over 30. It just doesn't work that way when you build a high school schedule.
Right.
It's a lot of factors go into it, and so you will end up with sometimes a class of 35, mm-hmm. and that's a lot of kids.
Well, I remember, Lee, and as a matter of fact, I think the two of us got to town around the same time, actually, and I'm sure you heard the same thing being involved in the school that I heard. Oh man, 30 years ago, you should have, there were 125 or 150 kids in the class. So to see those numbers kind of rejuvenate is very promising, I'd imagine, from your perspective.
Yeah, it is. We've got about 100 more kids in our district now, K-12, than when I started here in 2013. And so that's nice growth. It's not out of control growth that's hard to manage,
mm-hmm.
but it's steady. And we're hoping that, you know, we're hoping that that continues. We believe we have a really good school district. We have a really supportive community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we think we're a good place for kids to go to school.
I want to focus really quickly before I let you get out of here on these listening sessions, just so folks know what they're getting into on either the in-person one or the virtual one. A format of that, is there going to be a presentation followed by question and answer? Is it all question and answer? What's that going to look like?
So on Monday night for the in-person meeting, I'll be there and I will I'll just speak for a couple of minutes, and I will introduce the folks from ICS and thank people for coming to help us out, because we really do want people's feedback.
Mm-hmm.
on this, and then they can count on it'll be about an hour. It's not they don't drag it out, they get right to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll work through, you know, it'll be you use the sticky notes, you know, and they'll take those sticky notes from people for what are the positive things about the school district, what do you like about the school, and then what are the challenges that in your opinion what are the challenges that the district is facing. Okay, and then they'll talk about, let's look at the facilities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what areas in the facilities for the school district do you think need some attention?
Sure.
Okay, and then they'll do that, and then they'll ask people to prioritize a little bit. Like, okay, so we've got 25 of them up there. What are your top 10?
Sure.
Okay, what 10 would be a priority for you? And so it's going to be that kind of a process, so people are going to get a chance to give their opinions and their thoughts on the school district and how we should look at our facilities planning going forward.
That's very cool. It's an in-person listening session Monday, January 16th at 5:30 in the Middle and High School Commons at Wadena Deer Creek, and then a virtual listening session using Zoom on Wednesday, January 18th. That will be a noontime virtual session. Lee, is there anything else you want to mention?
No, and for that noon session, people can just... you know, I think everybody's getting more familiar with online meetings and Zoom, and so hop on. And those folks during COVID, they do this for a lot of school districts. They had to they did all of their listening sessions via Zoom for a year or so.
Okay,
and so they know what they're doing. They're good at it, and the process will be roughly the same, but just virtually.
Will that do you know? Will that be archived for folks to be able to check back on later, or is that? Not something that's really necessary.
I guess I don't know the answer to that yet.
Sure.
But one thing that we will be doing that I want to add is that there will be a follow-up session to present the data that they gathered.
Oh, great.
And so we haven't decided yet if we're going to do that in person, or maybe we will do that one virtually, and then we could record it and post it on our website for people to check back in so they can see the results of the listening sessions and the demographic study and all that stuff.
Very cool. Superintendent Lee Westrom at Wadena Deer Creek Schools. Thanks so much, Lee.
Thank you, Corey.